Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, turning on the mic, visiting with Christoph Strasser, men's champion, 2017 Race Across America, 8 days, 9 hours, 34 minutes. Christoph, fourth one in the bag.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here again and to have scored another win. But yeah, the most thing I'm proud of is being here healthy and in a good mat and good condition and with a new team regarding the other years. And yeah, it's just good to be back.
So overcoming a lot of injury to come back this year, was it hard for you to take a year off and really look at that as recovery as your job?
Yes, taking a year off is hard when it's not your own choice, when you are like forced to do it, but you always need to see the positive things, because when you have like some failure or some things you are not able to do because you have like a car accident or you... let's tell it the other way. In 2015 I didn't finish Ram. Afterwards I had a win in Race Around Austria and I thought that I was back again and I am strong again. And then there was the car accident, which was another like throwback. And you are struggling with yourself, you're like sad, you're thinking what's the matter, am I just unlucky or is my best years like gone? Then when I was in good shape again after another win in Racing Austria, I got sick, I got a calf and that stuff in September and October, where a lot of people are getting sick, and they had to cancel the 24-hour track record, which I was training for a month, and sponsors did an event and everything. So everything was like, I was in top shape, the event was prepared, the 24-hour track record was really realistic, and then 1 week before the track attempt, you have to just cancel it because you get sick. So this was another bad day in my sportive life in the last 2 years. But every time, so after Ram DNF, after the car accident, and after cancelling of the track record, I had a positive experience a few months later. So if I went to Ram in 2016 without the car accident, I would never have been ridden through Australia, which I did this year in January. So Australia was just possible regarding the budget and the schedule and the training time and all that stuff, because I had that car accident and did not go to Ram last year. That was the way, opening a window, I could do the Australia crossing. And if I did not have to cancel the 24-hour track record, I would have never gone to Borrego Springs and became world champion in 24-hour time trial. So if there is one negative experience, another one positive will follow. You just have to trust, and life always brings good things if you have bad luck one day.
Yeah, and you're very young for this sport still, even though you're so experienced, but you've always had such a mature mental outlook on things. What in your background helped you develop that way?
In my early years, people always said that it's just possible to be strong in long distance cycling when you're like aged 40 or older. And I never believed that. I thought that it's just an argument for people who want to tell you that you should not do that and you shouldn't do this and you should stop about about your dreams because it's not realistic. And I always thought that it's, I just want to try it. So let's give it a try if you can be, as a young age racer, also successful in ultra cycling. And now I'm doing it since 10 years on a very high level. I'm just 34 years old, but I'm doing it since 10 years. And after 10 years of a sport on that level, you just get relaxed and don't let yourself stress so easy.
What is your mental attitude when you're coming into a race across America? Do you still have any fear, nerves? Are your goals just set? You've got that worked out with your crew, and you're here to do a job.
No, the fears and things you are afraid of are becoming more, I think, because when you're young, you don't think about what can happen in a negative way. You just think, I will get stronger from year to year, I will get faster from year to year, I can do a new record that year and a new record that other year. But then when you have bad experiences, like 2015, you get more respect of all that stuff, and you think about things that can go wrong, that can happen. You think about bad issues. So if you get older, I think you get more things you are afraid of, to be honest. But you also get more experience to manage all that things.
You know, one of the things I've always admired about you is I've never heard you say, I want to break 8 days, I want to break this, I want to have a time of this. You're always here to win. And is that your overriding goal in pretty much everything that you do in cycling?
To be honest, I want to give my very best I'm capable of, and that also means to win, of course. But talking about records is media and sponsors and fans are talking about records a lot, but I never do, and it's not a big goal for me, because it's just a result of a lot of things working out well. You need the good weather, you need a little bit of luck, you need all the things working out, but it's nothing you can plan. It's like when you compare it to ski jumping. A ski jump is a very short thing of a few seconds, and in that few seconds all the things need to fit together. Good shape,
yes, they do.
Good wind, everything. But no ski jumper in the world would be trying to plan a new record. Things just happen when everything is fitting together.
Tell us about this race this year. The things that we mentioned some of this when you finished Thursday morning. But you're the first person to win the solo division with the new section from Camp Verde in. With all the climbing, really slows it down and kind of changes the overall view of the route for you. You said you saw different parts of the course in the light that you never have before. Kind of tell us about that here, that we've got a different audience.
The new section between Camp Verde and Flagstaff is really, it's the longest stage in the whole race. It's over 100 miles, and it's a lot of climbing, and it changes the strategy of the race for me, because things take a lot more time until you get to the Rocky Mountains. So it's not... Maybe yes, but maybe no, it's not doable anymore to cross the Rockies without sleeping. So you need to sleep before the Rocky Mountains, which was not necessary in the past years without that section. You will get to the Rocky Mountains on a different time of the day. In my fastest years, I was there in the afternoon, and this year I was there in midnight. So you have to climb the Wolf Creek Pass on 0 degrees Celsius. It's very cold in the middle of the night. And a few years ago, I was climbing it with a short jersey like this, and it was like 20, 24 degrees Celsius. So a lot of things changed with that new section in Flagstaff. And before the race, I thought it's just I think 40 miles more, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's 50 miles more regarding the old section, and it will be about 3 hours, something. But in reality, with all the changes that happen in the next days, the additional time is, I think, much more. You also have additional climbing, mm-hmm. So it really slows you down. And yeah, I also understood what my performance in 2014, when I did the race in 7 days and 15 hours, the track record, everything had fit together in that year. So I think on that section it's not possible to be so fast regarding the average speed, because it's longer, it's more climbing, and it's much more difficult now.
And something else playing into the race this year is much cooler in the desert for the solo racers when you went through. Temperatures in the 90s, low hundreds. But there wasn't a tailwind that we're normally used to through there. How did that affect your race? Because you went out a little bit slower than you normally do.
Yes. There were more reasons why I went out slower in the first hours of the race. On the first hand, there was no tailwind, which is true. It was not so super hot, that's the positive thing, but the...
And he's done.
Is it now
it's
three
times three.
It's over?
Okay. Yeah.
But the other thing was I was just trying not to overpace in the beginning, because I knew that all the problems in the Rocky Mountains with the altitude issue and the water edema all over the body, it's a result of pushing too fast in the first or 2 days. So I was like slowing down in the first day, it was my tactics, and then give it all I had from the third day on.
So the part of the course that you know here very well, is that almost like old home day when you get into that section of the route where you're very familiar with it? Or do you almost dread parts of the course that you know are coming up?
Yeah, it's a mixture, but I think, in my opinion, it's the best thing which can happen to you, or the best thing which you can work on, is getting to know the route in every detail, because no bad surprises can happen anymore to you. And it's also, in 1 year maybe you are suffering the most in one section, and the other year it's super easy, because you are in a different mud, you're a different condition, there is different weather. So in every year, the worst parts of the route or of the race are in different stages.
So 34 years old, you've got a lot of Ram years ahead of you. How do you motivate yourself to come back?
Because it's just a thing I love. It's part of my life. It's my passion, long distance racing. And Ram is the most popular and the most important race in that sport. And so I will definitely come back, not just because I want to do another win or another good thing, but just because I love to ride. But of course, there is one thing on my mind. Now there is only one legendary guy and a very big idol for me named Jure Robic. He has 5 wins, he's ahead of me, and of course I'm thinking about topping this number maybe. But the real motivation for me is just I love to ride, and I love to do that sport, and without that passion it's not possible to be successful.
So riding is fun for you?
Not in every minute, especially not every minute during Ram, but during the whole year, yes, it is.
Christoph, great visiting with you. Really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you. Thanks.
Awesome job.
Yeah.
Cool.
So...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well... HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.